It's Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Sure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download is from EdTech63. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Ernie Bailey, Gina Sansevero, and Jason Taylor talking about Infocom 2018. Ernie Bailey starts us off talking about the application of new technology in the classroom.
You know, what I look at when we come here is how can we improve the teaching environment, mm-hmm. whether or the learning environment, whichever way you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent a long time on the academic side. We only supported the teachers, did not support the students. And I never understood that. When I was reorganized, we started looking at both sides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our job is to enhance and support the education mm-hmm. on our campuses. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's the wow factor out there, but that's not going to help the students learn or help the instructors teach. You know, maybe there is something with a wow factor that can do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we can get those in and they're affordable, let's look at them. Mm-hmm. But let's find the things that are, you know, maybe, you know, like I said, they're not the real fancy things. They're not the...
So, for example, and Gina and I have talked about this and everything. Some of the huddle blocks we started putting out in, like, just the general mm-hmm. congregation areas. Now, is that going to make the grades go up by 20% or anything? No, but at the same time, when you have students have at least a little bit more of a comfort in either the classroom or in the non-traditional learning spaces and everything, they can focus more on the academics, which yeah. increases the graduation rate and just.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what you're trying to do, right, is to retain students, and students are easier to retain if they're engaged in the campus, mm-hmm. If they're engaged in the school, and that comes down to, you know, what do you do, number one, to keep them there? So you're mm-hmm. providing charging opportunities, yeah. And especially for commuter students, you're better able to have them stay on campus mm-hmm. where they have a pride for their school. That's a growing pride. It's easier yeah. to retain a student and cheaper than to recruit new students, right? And there's right. always that sense of competition. So how do you help them succeed in retaining yeah. them?
Well, let's go back to the huddle station you mentioned. Yeah. What we found is that if the students are sitting around a huddle station discussing something, a professor is very likely to engage with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with five or six students, additional discussion, he'll hear what was going on, mm-hmm. and it relates to what he just taught, or maybe even relates to something he taught to a different group of students, and these are talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. He'll stop and join in the conversation, and the students feel more engaged. They feel like the professors care about them at that point.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.